Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
5, 6, 7, 8. Two judgy girls.
I can't.
Okay. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. It's Courtney from LA.
Oh my God. I literally can't.
That's Mary from the Bay. And we're back with episode 16.
I don't know why I think this is so funny. You guys, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to chime in and be like, there were two judgy girls. And get really.
There were two girls.
We need to get a jingle.
Guys, we can't keep stealing songs.
Apparently, like, you could get sued for that.
Listen, and I'm a little worried because I feel like our songs so far have been okay, but, like, you do not want to mess with Marshall Mathers III. And we used Eminem's song last week, and I'm like, he could 8 Mile us. And that makes me really nervous.
It would be super scary. Yeah. Do you ever, like, see those articles that it's like, find out what Eminem's daughter looks like now, click here.
Yeah, and I clicked. She's hot. I'm like, wow.
I don't think I've actually ever clicked. Like, God forbid I have to click on an extra page.
Him and Kim really produced a pretty little girl. Haley Mathers. Oh, she's a volleyball player. I know too much.
way too much.
Anyways, guys, we're back. Hello. If you've made it this far, we hope you stick around for the rest.
God bless and Godspeed.
I think it's official that I won't be joining American Idol that ABC is now trying to pick up again. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. And, well, I guess yeah. Ryan Seacrest won't be hosting it.
Well, why? He's on ABC now, too, though.
But he's Kelly Ripa's
new co-host, which is a very odd pick.
Okay, I don't think it's like, I mean, clearly he'll be a fantastic host of anything, but isn't he the busiest man in the world? What's happening to his radio show?
Oh, I think he'll probably do it from New York. I don't know. Maybe Kiss FM's really gone downhill. I don't know. I don't listen to it. I only loved it when there was Ryan's Roses. I don't know if you knew what that was, but Ryan's Roses was where someone who thought that their significant other was cheating on them would basically have Patty prank call them to send a dozen roses to someone, no charge.
And then
they'd send it to. And then based on that, then fighting would ensue. It's actually a classier version of Jerry Springer.
Okay.
And that was the best part.
This is a good segue into Andy Cohen is hosting The Love Connection on Fox.
I know. I almost thought about signing up, but then I realized that I would get denied on a date.
We need you. I mean, you are in LA. You are living in the hot spots. We need you to be applying for reality shows.
Ugh, it's just like I have a face for radio.
Wait, literally, Courtney was modeling today.
I did have a photo shoot today, but it was a hair model. I was a hair model. There are some face photos, but you know, whatever. Anyways, I digress.
They'll airbrush your mole on your left side.
Oh my god, yes. One time I did a shoot for work and the finishing project had my quote-unquote beauty mark erased.
So mean.
I was like, clearly it's not, they didn't think that was a beauty mark. Okay.
Apparently.
Okay, so did you watch Jade and Tanner from The Bachelor? Did you watch their gender reveal video?
No.
It was actually super cute.
But you did.
I heard about it and then watched the 5-minute video. So it was really cute. So what they did is they found out the ultrasound and then they went to the doctor and they found out it was a girl. And what they did is they both come from broken homes or modern families, as they talked about on the Kardashians this week. A modern family where both their parents are divorced. So they sent 4 boxes filled with girl stuff and had them all, and they FaceTimed all of them and called them all and spliced it together in a video. So showing everybody seeing the reaction. Yes, it was very cute. I think they're really cute together.
Yeah, they don't do it for me. Like, I think she doesn't really have a personality, but she has a banging bod. So
are you more of a Sean B and Caitlin person? Because they are celebrating 2 years today.
It seems like longer.
I love he's them gotten, together.
He's gotten ripped.
He is hot as balls.
He's like on some like triathlon cover right now.
Triathlete? Because we both follow him on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Stupid Instagram. Too much information.
Seriously, it's like the only social media I follow. Like I go on our Instagram all the time. I don't even go on my own personal Instagram.
Wait, what's our Instagram? Why don't you spell it?
All right. At TWO. J. This is actually harder than I thought.
You make fun of me every week.
JUDGEYGIRLS at Two Judgy Girls.
Two Judgy Girls. You can follow us.
Speaking of our Instagram, guys, we're trying to quit our day jobs and make this our full-time job because clearly we're qualified. Can you please review us on iTunes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We need some iTunes reviews. We need to really get ourselves out there. We need to quit our jobs so that we can do this for you more often than once a week. Could you imagine?
I would be super committed.
In your ear every day.
I would be so committed. Our Instagram could be even more funny than it is.
Right. I agree. Okay, so I haven't been watching, but I'm not sure. I don't think you have been either, but Nick was finally kicked off of Dancing with the Stars. So what are him and Vanessa gonna do now? Like they have
to like be together.
Yeah, they have to be. He's like posted a photo of them like in bed where he looks really good and she kind of just like looks whatever and he's like, still got her by my side.
They're, I give them
3 months. Oh, okay. I said 3 months. So basically, yeah, they're not going to make it. I'm over them. What about, so Chris Soules, do we have an update on that?
So, okay, the Chris Soules update, I don't want to say this lightly, but I mean, he killed someone.
I'm not laughing. I laugh when I'm uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, and, you know, he fled the scene, but his lawyer is saying he was in the guidelines of the law because he called 911. He actually waited for the ambulance to show up. Yeah. And then he left. So, and then they went to his house 5 hours later, alcohol around and such. But
that BAC.
I think he's going to get off. I've read nothing about like a BAC over 0.08. Who knows? Probably in Iowa, they're like, a 0.12 is fine.
Oh, God. We shouldn't be laughing at this. Well, good. Okay.
We're getting them Uber out there.
Yeah, I think that's just what they need is Uber in Iowa. Okay, also going.
Sheena and Shay have finalized the divorce.
Which, thank God, because it's time for Sheena to get a boyfriend. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
She clearly
that
has
Instagram
one.
Page. Did we, like, defollow her?
No, I still creep. I love to hate.
I know. That's why you're sitting here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena owes Mike $50,000.
And like a 2016 like Ford Explorer. And I'm like, I'm sorry, when did Ford Explorers become $49,000?
No, I know.
But they do. And put then rims it was like, on it, tint those windows, no. Lift it.
No, and then it's like she also got to keep the 2009 Nissan Altima.
Yes.
like what?
You make money. Well, you don't think they do, but they have to have money.
I think they have very little though.
I think they make their money on appearances outside the show. Maybe if they don't make it in the show, they're making it like outside of the show. Like
they're just like not properly investing.
They're not poor. Like Jax will get hair plugs soon.
Yes. Okay. Actually, Jax and Brittany, they have been toning it up.
Brittany,
they're looking
really
a lot
good.
Better.
Brittany
they're looking
looks
a
really
lot
good.
Better.
Yeah, she Sweating posted a photo. Wedding. Yeah, she posted a photo from there at the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
And she posted a photo where I was like, wow, you're looking good. Like
Same with Jax. His face is thinned out.
Yeah, but he's going bald. And that's okay. He's 45.
He's 37, same age as Shep.
Okay, also, I know we don't talk about Atlanta, but I feel the need to have to talk about this tweet that Kim Zolciak tweeted to Chrissy Teigen.
Well, don't you watch Don't Be Tardy for the Party?
I can only take it in small doses.
Oh my God, I love Kim and Croy. Kim Croy is my dream boat.
What, he's just a quiet mute who's like decent looking and makes money? And it's like
check, check, double check.
They should make an app for that. Mute me.
Wait, no, but I feel he talks and he like puts her in her place and he's a hard worker.
Okay, well, you know, when it goes south, you can inherit that and their 6 kids.
But no, they like love each other.
I know.
They're so
I
obsessed.
Actually, well, their relationship is cute.
Wait, and so her son recently got bit. By,
oh, right.
I think their own dog.
I think it was the own dog, too, because they said it happened at home.
Yeah, and I'm unclear
Maybe it was Kingsley.
Oh, my God. Kim, what happened? Whatever happened to Kingsley?
I think.
Okay, after he bit Portia.
He's probably with Ken, you know, her ex-boyfriend, Ken, with the nose.
Yeah.
Ken and Kingsley.
But I couldn't tell if it was like on his hand or his face.
To be honest, I don't actually care.
Oh my God, I really like them.
Oh my God. Wait, but okay, can we talk about the tweet though?
Oh
it's
yeah.
So
this
inappropriate.
Is bad. It's really bad.
So basically she wants to go to a John Legend concert. So she tweeted Chrissy Teigen asking for a ticket or said, who does Brielle have to blow to get some tickets?
Her daughter that's 19?
A quote unquote virgin.
Oh my, no, they do not say that. She's been dating that like
baseball Red Sox, player. Yeah. It's like, remember that movie?
I thought he was in the minor leagues.
He is, but he's in the minor leagues. But you know how like the each pro team has like a AAA team? I think he's on that. It's like Summer Catch starring Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Where they play in the summer at Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm. She's All That. I loved that movie.
Scooby-Doo. Dreamboat.
he's like completely gray now.
Yeah, he's still hot. Dilf.
Yeah.
He's a dilf.
Silver Fox.
Oh, okay. More appropriate. Gosh. But yes.
Take me to the Balboa right now.
But so Chrissy Teigen tweeted back and was like, it's not that good for that sort. It's not that good of a concert for that sort of oral exam, I guess. And she said she'd give him tickets. I'm like, you're rewarding bad behavior.
But Chrissy Teigen,
she's one like of Kim us. She loves that. She loves the Housewives.
She loves Bravo celebrities.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Also, I don't know if we're going to fully cover it every week once our other like great shows start, but Bravo started up the new season of Below Deck Mediterranean. What'd you think?
Yes.
I skimmed it. I briefly watched it while I was getting ready this morning.
Personally, I love when they bring back people that have already been in the cast.
Yeah.
So we have Hannah, who's the chief stew, and Bobby returns. And I just like, I don't know about Bobby.
I was going to ask your opinion because, like, he's, like, hot. But, okay, this Bobby is, like.
Then he's, like, so dorky. I think Bobby's so dorky.
He is. My diagnosis was correct. He's a former fat kid who got hot like, and ripped. He's a Carl.
Everybody's.
Bobby. Dream. No, Bobby, Carl. Bobby. Where's Bobby? Bobby. Bobby. Carl. Carl. Bobby. Carl. Bobby.
Everybody's dream is, like. When someone has recently lost weight and they like you, because it's like they still have low self-esteem.
So you can take advantage of them.
Totally.
And you can just harp on their worst points, like, ooh, better not eat this guy, fat ass.
This guy, like, recently told me that I was hanging out with, and he's like, yeah, I recently lost, like, 65 pounds. I was like, holy shit, 65 pounds? Like, I mean, I think everyone wants to lose 10, but wow.
But Bobby's like a douchebag. I don't know if you saw, I watched a little bit of Watch What Happens Live with him and Hannah, and he was like, yeah, like you offered yourself to me multiple times. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, Bobby. You don't air dirty laundry like that. I'm not
too tatted up for me, but definitely a dorky. Yeah. And I mean, literally, he confessed his love last season to a girl that had a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, like, I liked her. No. She was cute.
No.
And then they brought on like this former NFL cheerleader that Bobby's hooked up with.
So yeah, like, her name's Lauren.
So like, it's like clearly Bravo's not actually casting people who have this position. Like,
there's no qualifications. I know. I'm like, how do I get on this show?
The qualifications is like, fuck or know somebody. Like, that's already been on the show. So Lauren's like, I fucked Bobby. Cast me. And so they did. And then the new, what do you think about a woman captain? Captain Sandy.
Yes, Sandy was way too involved. She's like, how can I help? Hannah, how can I help you?
Yeah.
She's like, get out of my fucking ear.
Hannah's like, I'm going to try to be softer this season. And then is just like yelling at everybody already. I'm glad.
This woman's a micro manager.
Yeah. I'm glad that Ben's not back. I'm not actually a huge Ben fan. I like the new chef, Adam.
Well, wait. What is the appeal about Ben? Like, girls are like throwing themselves at him. I'm like, he's not even cute.
He's like a really, really, really ugly version of Tom Hiddleston, who I don't really find that attractive. Remember Taylor Swift's summer boyfriend?
Yeah. No, he's not cute at all, but he is friends with the royal family, so like that kind of gives him a notch up.
Ugh. Also, the royal family really gave me a scare last night. I was up past midnight waiting for this royal announcement because it was supposed to come at 8 a.m. English time. I stayed up waiting and I passed out right before. I kept waking up in the middle of the night checking my phone for an announcement. Like, Prince Philip's dead. He's dead. Is it Charles? Is Charles dead? Is it Liz? Is she not? She's not in her Range Rover driving with her corgis? Like, oh God, what's happening? And then I deep dove into Reddit for, I'm not kidding, 2.5 hours.
So what's the update?
Well, Prince Philip just decided to retire. It's like, bitch, okay. He's 95 years old. I'm like, oh.
Rain.
Well, okay. And so
I'm not like super into the Royals. It's like, oh, Charlotte just turned two.
No, I don't care about that. But I also feel like when Princess Diana died, that was like a very big historical event. You know, like
I think I remember like I was in Hawaii, fifth grade, driving around.
I was going to say, I think it was 1997 in August.
Yeah, I was driving around. I heard it on the radio.
Yeah. Memories. Yeah. Anyways, back to trash TV. So Adam, I think will be a good drama. The guys are always like all these guys have these accents that I can't understand.
No, I know they literally put subtitles. They're on like the guy.
I'm like, is the sound bad? Like, what's going on?
And I don't know what kind of accent is that. I'm like, are you Australian, English, or Irish?
I know and then Bugsy. Which is, a horrible nickname. She's, like, a replacement of the bug-eyed girl from last season that, like, Ben was hooking up with.
Right.
They're like, we're casting for a bug-faced girl who has an accent. Oh,
but, like, Emily and Ben got serious. Like, she moved to Florida.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Are they still together?
I don't think currently.
Oh. Well.
But I think Adam the chef is really hot and he's going to like bang out a lot of girls.
Oh, dear God.
And then also they have one more whore, Malia. Or what's her name?
I think it's Malia. I don't know.
She's like the deckhand. She's like a cool girl.
Yeah. I'm not a regular girl. I'm a cool girl because I can lift stuff. Like, okay.
I have five older brothers, so I've heard it all.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Well, anyways.
In other current news, Craig passed the bar.
He passed the bar.
He's officially a lawyer in the great state of
South Carolina. You forgot, didn't you? You're like, North or South?
Where is that?
South Carolina, right? Charleston, South Carolina? Charleston, North Carolina? They both sound really great.
It's confusing. In the Carolinas.
he's a lawyer. I think if you're a lawyer in one, you're a lawyer in the other. That's how it works. It has the same name in it. That's how it works.
There's a gray area down there.
Yes. Which, so let's just talk about Southern Charm. Wait.
I loved this, like, Cameron scene about her talking about white magic because I fucking love witches.
Wait. yes, I try to get my friends I want us to be the witches of WeHo, but they deny me every time. I know you have your witches of Webster.
I mean, I have a lot of witch friends.
Do you?
And I have a really weird story.
We're ready. Oh, did something happen this week?
I may have, like, recently, like, told this guy that I was hanging out with that I was a witch. And, like...
How'd that go?
He literally... Okay. So then I was, like, moving my hands around and, like, pretending to do a spell.
Are your nails, like, the talons right now? Oh,
yeah.
God. Mary has those talon nails. She probably just like
no. It's
probably just like
almond.
carved a circle just on his like shoulder, and you're like, I'm gonna get you, my pretty.
No, they're almond shaped. Okay.
Okay.
And they feel great on people's backs, but
okay. Back to the story.
Moving my hands around and like trying to do this spell. AKA has had like seven glasses of rosé. Like God knows what I'm saying. And like
you
literally,
he's like speaking gibberish, and he's like, "Oh shit, she's speaking the dead language."
No, he literally was like, "Please stop! I'm a Christian, and you're scaring me." I was like, "No."
So has he called? Has he called?
I also accused him of being married.
Oh my God. Were you like, my spells tell me you're married? Oh my God.
So weird. He's still texting and calling.
Oh my God. Married. It's I think you might have found like, the one. Hocus pocus, one, am I right?
The one that would put up with you. Like, I'm like, I literally am so horrified. He sent me this picture today. He's, like, at his nephew's, like, baseball game. And I was like, oh, so are those your kids?
my God. You're just like, and you're just like testing him as much as you can. You're like,
no, he literally wrote back. I was like, oh, are those your kids? He's like, yeah, I'm with my wife.
Oh, Mary, wait. This one sounds good. This one sounds good. Keep him around for a while. If he's still there, I mean, why not?
Oh my gosh. But anyways, let's get back to Cameron.
Yes.
So
Cameron is like an enigma. I'm like, you're so cute. You throw up. It's fine. Like, and then you're like, I was like, I dyed my hair purple. I was a witch and I won homecoming queen.
I like her though. I'd like totally be friends with her.
Yeah.
I loved all this doll stuff. And but she's white magic. She's into like the positive. And she got this doll, Mama Estelle.
Which and makes me think of Mama, Mama Elsa. Remember Mama Elsa from Miami?
Oh my God! She looks like a cat lady.
Yes,
but, and Marisol's was, mom.
Yeah, and she was like a psychic, like witch.
They are okay. All these rich people are super into
like crystals, the tarot and, readings. Yeah.
My crystal story. Someone gave me a crystal last week, and that's the night I met this guy.
Oh, the guy that's I was that just night?
Talking about. My friend gave me a crystal, and I met him that night.
Oh my God, this one.
Oh my God, okay, I can't tell him about the crystal.
No, you can't. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's move on. We have too much to talk about.
Okay, wait. Uh-huh. Why does Shep drive a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee?
First off, I had a 1999 Jeep Cherokee, and they are great cars. But I wanted to mention this last week, but I think that the Rosé had taken over, and so I forgot to say this. But they all drive Jeeps. I just
talk so much. Okay. Catherine drives a Jeep. Mm-hmm. Austin drives a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that?
They must know someone. They must know a Jeep dealer. Like, it's really strange.
They got a hookup.
Yeah, they got a hookup.
Jeep hookup.
It seems weird to me. And then Shep's like kind of getting annoying this season. Like, when he and Austin went to play basketball, where they both were like tired after like 2 minutes.
No, okay. Shep literally looks like he has HIV. He is like, no, I'm sincerely concerned. The bags under his eyes, he's like white and pale.
He's saying like, he looks like when he went to the doctor, he's saying that he drinks like 8 to 9 drinks a night. Smokes cigs. Like, he confirmed he smokes cigs, which is a like, question I had last week.
Do shots count?
Yeah, and I was like, stop trying to be cool for the nurse. You're not that cool.
It's like you're 37. You like hide your drinking.
Yeah, and what did you think? I know we kind of talked about this last week, but like the bro code there, like seeing it in person, I was like, shut the fuck up, Shep. Shut the fuck up.
No, but it's all about Shep. Like he just, you know, he wants to be on top. He doesn't even super like Chelsea, but he just like doesn't want Austin to have her.
Right. It's just annoying. I think he's annoying.
And how do you think, like, Austin's fitting in?
I think he's doing fine. Like, I think he's kind of, like I said before, I think he's a replacement Craig because he's single. So he's more, I mean, granted, he's, like, dating Chelsea. But, like, he's more, like, involved with the group. I feel like he fits in better than Craig does, to be honest.
Craig needs, like, his own spinoff.
Craig and Gizmo the cat.
Craig? Okay. Like, him and the sewing machine.
Oh, my God. He's like, ooh, a gift. Like, he ordered it from Amazon Prime.
He's like, oh, babe, yeah, my sewing machine came. I just loved sewing in home ec in high school. It's like,
and poor Naomi is like, okay, I just went to 3 grad school classes. I'm cramming for my midterms. And he's like, I'm gonna knit you a shawl. I'm gonna knit you a knit like a cap. Like
he literally like made some type of like napkin that
he like had embroidered something.
Yeah, and I think it was like C and R though. I was wondering what those initials were.
Oh, maybe it was his last name? Conover. Maybe it was a G for Gizmo.
Maybe. And then, okay, now I'm, like, loving Thomas. He's like, oh, now I'm, like, I'm Mr. Mom now.
He's like, ballet.
He's like, T-Rav has just lost his mojo. He's like, I used to walk into a bar.
Wearing pants.
I'd be wearing khakis. And I mean, all the women would flaunt. And he's just like, I've lost my confidence.
And Whitney's like, bro, Landon's into it, bro. And I'm like, Whitney, you're gay. That's all.
Whitney is so unnecessary.
No.
But he does. Well, he has actually Patricia stirring the pot.
No, they keep him because Patricia's his mom. You can't have her without him.
Right. But he's also like,
you
got to
get
like,
back in the game.
Yeah, lighting the fires. And, like, you know, Landon is basically, like, Thomas
using it as a storyline.
No, I think she genuinely thinks Thomas has everything I want. I just don't want to sleep with him.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. I was like, where are you going with this? Thomas is disgusting.
He is such a washed up old man.
He is a turd wrapped in a dollar bill that's just like coming out of the edges of it, and you accidentally step on it and it just kind of follows your shoe. It's like stuck to the bottom of your shoe. Like, I fucking hate him.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way estrogen control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of the sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG.
The definition of slimy.
And like, okay, and then he calls Landon and she like day dates him because she's going to Fish. It's a band if you haven't heard of it. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Landon. Everyone knows who the fuck Fish is. Like, get out of here.
She's so dumb.
She's so dumb. And they were like the epitome of like, this is why people hate rich white people.
Mm-hmm.
Is like these fuckers.
I would like to order.
Is it Claire tequila? Oh, you don't have Reposado. Oh, can you just, skinny girl it? Oh. And she's like...
is that margarita? Like, is it simple syrup? And, like, no salt? And
then he's like, I'll have a reposado with some triple sec. And, like, I'm classy, too. Do you think that place was Rome-worthy?
Oh my god, the Rome worthy shit. She's like, Austin, like, let's like go out to this restaurant. When I go to restaurants for the first time, I don't like to tell them, like, I could be writing about them.
Oh my god, that's so something we'd say in Aspen.
I don't like Vail.
Vail is like a truck stop. Aspen, like, Vail is where you would take someone you're just like hooking up with, but like Aspen is like where you take your wife. Like, ugh, you could tell a lot about people from traveling with them.
Yeah, and like Drew has never even been to New York.
Okay, now the only credit I will give to this is like, he's like, you know, the big park in New York. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Drew.
Oh my god, she's like, Central.
He's like, yeah, that's it. I'm like, oh god. I'm like, first off, there's a lot of reasons why we're not dating Drew,
right?
But okay, but yes, okay. And then I could go on about Landon, and I think I'm gonna wait for another time to like really go off about Dolphin Head, and just like, but not today, because I want to end this episode with Craig just thinking.
Oh my gosh, wait. He's like, you know, I love a good rom-com. I'm a rom-com bi. And I'm going to make my girl dinner. And,
yes,
you know, I'm going to woo her. And then I'm going to tell her about my clothing line, how I'm going to buy a house, how I'm going to take the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you are psychotic. You're dumb. And You're all over the place. Be good at one thing.
And also, that dinner was in their parents' backyard.
I know, I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, how cold is that food now?
I also had to laugh when he called Cameron about the house. And he's like, I ran the numbers. I was up all night running numbers. I, like, looked at my taxes and I did algebra. And I was like, Craig, you write the stories yourself. Also, guys, I don't mean to point you out, Mary, throw you under the bus here.
Oh, but every go for time it.
I'm reading these notes, and Mary has been watching too much Kardashians and spelled Craig with a K. When have you ever seen the name Craig with a K?
Well, you know what? Because I watched the Kardashians. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, let's talk about the Kardashians. Okay. We haven't talked about them in a while, but oh my god. First off, what did you think about their selfie or their Met Gala self? Met Ball? Met Gala? What's it called?
Met Gala.
Met Gala? Mm-hmm. They do this bathroom selfie, and all I'm thinking is, do you think there's a lot of Coke on that bathroom counter?
What did they say when they're filming for
DOTT, drugs on the table.
So good. I think the Kardashians are pretty, like, boring.
I agree.
Kim barely drinks.
Kim, yeah.
So,
and if you don't drink, you're boring.
You're boring.
Just kidding.
You can be
sober. We like you.
No.
We're not judging you on that. If you're a listener. Okay. Well,
unless you had a problem, then I forgive you. And then, like, we'll support that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But if you're not having over 12 alcoholic beverages on the weekend, don't talk to us.
Shep, you're the only one. You're the only friend we have. Yeah. I thought the Met Gala, whatever. They were, like, all bored. They all kind of just do the same look every year.
Underwhelmed.
The whole thing was underwhelming.
Like, Kim, like, took a snap of Kendall's, like, silhouette kind of, or not mm-hmm. a silhouette, like her butt, but then in the background was Kendall and
Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie. No. Kim took a picture of Kylie, but in the background of the picture was Kendall being literally, like, manhandled by this guy. Like,
Who is she dating?
I don't know. Some guy was, like, some black guy, of course.
Yeah.
Only date black guys. Mm-hmm. Was, like, had his hands cupped on her ass.
Well, she posted a photo on Instagram, again, with the Instagram, but she posted a photo of her being in between somebody's legs.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming it was probably that. Was the guy in black?
It was pretty dark.
Oh, okay. Anyways, this episode was, like, kind of crazy.
The last 10 minutes were fantastic.
So the whole episode is basically setting Scott up, right? Like, I didn't really know what was, like, going to happen. You had built it up for me, so I knew something was going to happen. But watching the first 5 minutes, I was like, oh, I see what they're doing. They are building Scott up. Like, he's doing so great because they are going to tear him down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So basically,
he's been sober for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think also Courtney totally messes with him.
Oh, for sure. Like, she probably
went
says
to Mexico.
Things. Yeah, she probably says
they
things.
They went to Mexico
and
as
Aspen.
A family, mm-hmm. and then they went to Aspen. He literally goes over there every day, like, all day, hangs out with the kids. Like, mm-hmm. they're definitely doing this co-parenting thing. And I know they're affectionate and flirt.
I think they totally have sex.
I don't.
You don't.
I think they did on the trips. But I don't think they do regularly.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Either way, the whole situation is, like, really weird. How does the Lord make his money?
He goes to the sugar factory for promotions.
What the? What I don't understand is them going to Dubai is everything they did in Dubai, you can do here in America. They went to Nobu. It's like, yeah, we got that. They went to Cipriani. It's like, yeah, we got that. He's like, I'm going to go do a promo at sugar factory. Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, then they stayed at the same place as the Housewives.
Every reality show stays at
the Atlantis Hotel.
Scott stayed in the same room that Eileen stayed in.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, the Real Housewives.
What went down in that room?
Different things happened in that room when Eileen stayed there and when Scott stayed there. Yes. So basically, they go to Dubai because Kim's doing a makeup thing because she had to cancel that and whatever. So she's doing that. So
her first appearance since. And it's, like, literally all all she is doing is modeling for it. It's really about the guy teaching how to put makeup on. And I'm like, any person could have done this.
Anyone. Like, you could have
gotten. Not need to be Kim Kardashian.
You could have gotten, like, a Kim lookalike.
They're in there all the whole time. Like, she's so nervous. And, like, she's like, well, what if I die when I go out there? Like, tell my kids I loved them. I'm like, what?
He's like, this is getting.
You have to die going out on a stage.
Yeah, he's like, this is getting weird. And very. But wait, she's also. I think Kim's really beautiful without makeup.
She's a really pretty girl.
She is really pretty. I mean, she's had a lot of work done, too. But she got good work.
She definitely got. Her chin chiseled or
do they
extended.
All go to the same person?
I think they all get their like chins elongated or something.
Yeah. Also, speaking maybe of I work, should do did that. Did Kendall get her lips done? They were looking big in her interviews. Now you're gonna go back and look.
Okay, wait. Let's rate them.
Okay.
Prettiest to ugliest. Ooh. Okay, I already know Kylie ugliest.
Interesting. So, oh, and then God. Who's above her? Chloe?
No, I think Chloe's like really pretty.
Oh, see, I think Kim.
Okay,
like
so
a
wait,
pretty...
wait. Okay. Kim prettiest.
Kim prettiest.
I'm gonna go Kendall.
Okay.
Chloe, Courtney, Kylie.
Interesting. I'm gonna go Kim, Kendall, Court, Chloe, Kylie.
Yeah. I mean, we're not calling any of them ugly, but the thing is.
Prettiest to pretty.
But Kylie looks like a 30-year-old woman. Her and same with freaking Kim Zolciak's daughter, like
Brielle. They need to stop with the lips.
So bad.
I just want them to be 19. Be 19. Sometimes I go on Instagram and I comment on her pictures. You're 19. I used to do it when she was 17 and she got her lips and she'd post a sexy photo. I'm like, you're 17.
Yeah.
I don't
and
know.
And then
she didn't
Photoshops
respond.
The shit out of them so she has abs.
Oh, she posted this photo today and I was like, nobody's waist and ass is like that. I don't care how much money you spent on your ass. There's no way that's real. Also, Caitlyn should take a note from these girls and she should put shit in her ass. She has no butt. No butt.
That is very true. She just so looks. I just see Bruce in her so much.
Well, she's because her body in general is like an athletic build. Like she has to do some other enhancements and that's okay. Also before
her hair never looks good. I think that's what it is. She needs to wear wigs.
She definitely has extensions.
No, but like she needs a good wig.
Well, she should call Kim Zolciak for that too.
She should.
She should. Also it really, really bothered me that Travis Barker is friends with them.
What was that? It was like, oh, our friend Travis, he comes over all the time.
Okay, I've been obsessed with Travis.
His reality TV show?
Of course I did. Meet the Barkers. That was so good. I've been obsessed with Travis for so long. I've read his biography. Like, I love him. Like, I would, like, do dirty things and maybe not tell anybody about it except for everybody I tell about it, but like I love him so much. And so when he was so much, and when he was over there I was like no, it's not okay.
It felt like they weren't really friends though. It seemed awkward to me.
No, but they're like, and it was just like kind of thrown in. They're like, yeah, our friend Travis came over. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Our neighborhood friend.
Yeah. And I'm like, never seen you on his in any of his pictures or his kids' pictures.
No.
Yeah. No. Okay. But the real meat of the story is in Dubai.
Okay. So they're going to go on a
desert
tour.
But before that, Kim had called Scott or something, and he was wasted. So he relapsed.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's
the security calls and says. It was literally noon and he still bombed.
Yeah.
Because he found out that Courtney was seen in LA with some guy.
Who do you think? The guy? Justin Bieber? Remember there's like all that drama about it?
Yeah, there was that.
I bet it was Bieber.
Oh my God. Do you think Corey set her up?
I don't know because I thought Kendall had also hooked up with Justin Bieber. I don't know. I feel like a lot of them probably all hook up.
That's weird, though, to hook up with someone your sister said about.
They're like real sisters and Eskimo sisters.
Oh, my God. So gross.
But okay. So anyway, so she's like, I got to tell Court. And I'm like, I don't know. Do you tell her that like at that moment or do you like kind of wait?
No, no, no.
You have to.
Sister code.
But then, like, Court even says, like, it was at midnight that she called. Like, she could have just waited till the next day. So anyways, in his drunken fiasco, he somehow found a Dubai chick.
But I think she was, like, someone on vacation.
Like, someone staying at the Hotel Atlantis?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, maybe they were staying in, like, the room that, like, Lisa Rinna stayed in.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. So they come in to tell you're telling before I interrupted you.
Oh, okay. So they're like going to Scott's room to get him to go on like not a safari, like some desert
trip. Like a camel ride, maybe. No, that's not something of there.
No, or like they go on those like dune buggy things.
Like the jeeps, like the open top, like open top jeep.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
We don't know because we never got there. We didn't get there.
They were going on an excursion.
Yeah.
And so they all go down to Scott's room.
Which also, it's like, if I were Scott, like, you're not coming to my room.
Meet in the lobby.
Yeah. Or go to Kim's room. Like, come on.
Oh my God. It was so dumb. So they're just like in his room. And then her assistant, that's like her friend, notices there's a girl's handbag there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, to Kim, she like, this is when I loved it. It got so raw. The Kardashians is so staged. And this was fantastic. Like, mm-hmm. The raw emotion of it. And she's like, Kim, she's like, there's a girl's handbag here.
See, I don't Kim's think this like, was staged because there were, you can
no,
hear
no,
them
it
talk.
Wasn't at all.
Oh, oh, oh.
It wasn't at all. That's oh, why okay. I loved it. It was
oh,
so
okay.
raw.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, sorry, yeah. She's like, no fucking way. Like, she's like, we're gonna find this bitch. Yeah. She's like, so I want to go take selfies in the aquarium, like, wandering around looking for this bitch. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Do you think the fur
and the lip ring, like, turned her into this fucking mob wife? She all of a sudden was like, Kim Kardashian West Branzino. Like, I was actually scared.
She went West LA, like,
yeah.
East.
Yeah, I was like, West. I was like, actually, that's like Scott's people. Like, Scott's like rich white assholes are on the West side, but okay.
No. And then, like, Scott, like, lights up a cigarette and tells producer. He's like waiting for it. He's like, there's a girl in here. Tells the producer.
Yeah.
And
the producer's like, oh shit.
And it was just like so, like, everyone knew what was going on, but nobody was saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally Kim just bangs down this door and was like, what are you doing here, you tramp, you slut, you whore, you groupie, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I was like, and okay, now I think it was like, whoa, I don't think I've ever seen Kim go like that. But I also was like, okay, Kim, for being so timid and like, oh God, I was robbed, like, who is this person?
Like, I think she was just like, I need to defend my sister.
But, okay, but also, I don't think, like, she can't get mad at that. They're not together. And Courtney said that multiple times they're not together. Like, why is she getting mad that Scott's hooking up with somebody? Like, who cares at that point?
Okay, I agree with you, but I don't think he did it in, like, bad form. Like, you don't do it in front of your sister.
Well,
you're, like,
I guess, but I mean,
do it on your own terms, not on this hotel where I, like, got you here to stay for free and.
Yeah, I guess so. But it just, the whole thing was like,
It was good.
And I think next week looks even crazier because I think he does the same thing in Costa Rica. He like flies a girl out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, ugh. I think he's just hurting. He's just hurting. And Courtney was like, you know, he's trying to win her over and she's not there and doesn't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, there's a lot.
They just need to part their ways.
See, I think they either need to part ways or they need to just try it one more time. Like the gray area doesn't work.
No.
Especially the Christian Grey area when
oh my
Chris
God.
Told Scott that he looks like Christian Grey and then she tried to tie him up with a tie and I was like, ugh, this is bad.
There's so many lines crossed there, like between like Rob and Khloe and
those crazy Kardashians. Speaking of crazy, can we just move on to crazy?
New York, Ramona.
Yes, Sonia. Yes. All of them. All of the above. So this was the episode we've been building up to that you've deliberately been talking about of election week.
I was so underwhelmed.
See, I thought the episode was good because I think that there's like probably nothing really going to happen this season, but this is just like them like living their lives.
I wanted them to, like, each be like, I haven't got out of bed in a week. Like, well, Hannah's now a stripper.
Hannah is definitely a stripper. But I thought Carol and her mom were cute.
Oh, see, okay, so her mom's only 71. Like, yeah. Get your hair dyed.
I thought she was like, cute. Do you think it's weird that she hasn't met Adam?
So weird. She's been dating Adam for 2 years.
They're shacking up. They're shacking up.
Oh, my God. I love how she's like, no, we're just shacking up. We're not living together. And she's, like, annoyed of him in her space. Oh. And his turtleneck. The black turtleneck.
Okay.
Was it Steve Jobs? Was it Stassi? Was it
Sprockets? Like, it was so – and it was, like, a very good – those juxtaposed next to Carol's red gloves, her red leather gloves.
That she's like, wearing inside.
Yeah, I was like, what are those gloves, Cruella de Vil?
It was so bad. But then also, I want to go back to Carol's background.
Okay.
So she was an ABC reporter. Mm-hmm. I feel like her mom just looks like – kind of like
– homely.
Yes.
Carol seems like she came from like a really big, like kind of rich background.
I thought
background.
She was like so regal. And then I like met her mom and I was like, what?
I know. I'm curious. Well, because I think she met her husband at ABC News.
Oh, correct. And so, then he's just like a Kennedy cousin. Yeah, so that's exactly. Why.
Yes. Okay. And then Ramona's 60. She looks great.
Her lasering her face. I was like, this looks so painful. They literally yes. burned it off. She literally was like, oh, you got some charring over here.
Oh, my God. And she's like, but she handled it because I would have been screaming bloody murder.
But I'm, like, so jealous of all their skin. Have you ever gotten Botox?
No. I don't have any wrinkles on this face for radio.
I, like, want it all. I want laser. I want Botox.
No, you don't need it. I mean, I know people do it preventatively. I think once I start doing it, I won't, like with my lashes, I have, they're real because I pay for them and they're mine because I pay for them, but I can't ever not have eyelash extensions. So if I start doing Botox, like I'm going to turn into the Joker. Could you just imagine? Like I want it all.
My sisters call me the Joker after midnight when I've been eating because I put on lipstick without looking at a mirror. And I
can only
like
imagine the photos. Also, I thought we were going to meet Frenchie this week and I was saddened to know that this was just Rocco and I forgot about Rocco.
But Rocco is the marrying material.
Yeah, he's the marriage material. Rocco, if you recall, and I believe she, was the date for the dinner party with the towel napkins of last season.
Exactly, the J.P. Morgan towel napkins.
Right.
But, you know, he's a man about the town, she says, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he wants to settle down, and she claims she's not sleeping with him.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, she means like physically sleeping, like fucking yes, but like sleeping in the same bed, no. That's what I'm assuming. She washed all of her underwear in the bidet. You don't think that she's using one of those pairs for somebody besides Frenchie?
Well, she literally says she's not sleeping with him.
Well, whatever.
And then she's like, "You're good for my self-esteem."
I don't think that's a compliment. Also, I love though when she's like, "Tinsley didn't give me a birthday card." And he's like, "What?" She's staying with you. How could I'm like, okay, note to self, always get a birthday card. Like, oh my God. Speaking of, Mary, did you mail mine?
It's Courtney's birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And when most of you listen to it, Cinco de Mayo, Friday. Very exciting stuff, guys. I'm
tequila,
old.
Tequila, tequila, tequila.
I'm old, single, fat.
You're none of these things.
And, well, no, I'm definitely single.
Hey, at least you're not like Luann and like marrying Tom and
buying him a Rolex on my broken iPhone.
Oh my God, the cracked screen. I'm like, what?
Like, you can spend $40,000 on a Rolex, but you can't pay the $600, you can't pay the $100 for a fixed screen. It's just Luann, I can't even say anything, but, okay. So then,
Bethany had like nothing going on this episode.
Which good. Cause she's annoying. Even her talking with her friends about the campaign. So I think we were unsure about Bethany with who she voted for. Right. But it was Hillary.
No, you told me it was Trump. She voted for Trump.
I know. I thought that, but I think last night she confirmed that she voted for Hillary. Or maybe she didn't. I don't know. But her friends all voted for Hillary. But so we went to the election party where turtleneck and red gloves were. Heather showed up. I missed Heather, and she didn't say holla.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, could you imagine?
I can't stand her.
Wait, I would die, though. Heather would be so self-aware if she walked into that party and was like, holla!
Could you imagine? She should have done that.
She should have. She'd be like, yummy tummies in the house.
No, but I literally kind of got chills watching it because they're all, like, just stunned and devastated and...
I think that's kind of how we all felt, right?
It was the day. My birthday was the next day. Ugh. It was a really weird birthday.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Very, very weird. But,
clearly people overdrank. Everyone got overserved.
Yes, everyone did. So then Ramona and her surprise party with Carol ruining the surprise.
Yeah, but then, like, Ramona doesn't listen, so the surprise didn't even get ruined.
Yeah, the best part is Ramona's so self-involved that she's talking about the party, and Carol's like, oh, so, okay, phew, you know about the surprise party? She's like, I'm having a surprise party? She's like, no. She's like, okay, anyways, aren't we very nice? So cute. We look like sisters. Aren't we beautiful? Like, she's so self-involved. She has no idea.
She almost didn't go to her own surprise party.
Yeah, she was pissed that Dorinda was late.
I will say this woman that's 60 has so much energy. Like, who double books themselves? If my mom, like, has, like, one thing to do in a day, it's, like, too much for her.
If I have one thing to do in a day, it's too much for me. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to work and I have to record a podcast? How will I do everything? And I have to watch the Kardashians before? Shit, man. But she double books, so she finally shows up to the surprise party where she's shocked. She's so shocked she falls on the ground. She's like, are the cameras looking? Oh my God, a surprise for me. And then she invites a date.
Okay, wait. Also, all I wanted to do was put a curling iron in her hair.
Oh my God, yes.
Her hair was so flat.
She's having when Vicky got her chin done. Vicky had that horrible hair too. I think it's from when you get it's from the anesthesia or something that's like messing with their hair afterwards.
Okay.
Like when you get like a facelift or you get something done. Like that's what I have to think. And then she like invites this date and she doesn't even know his name.
Doesn't know his first name. Then he comes and the poor guy, she's like, so like, what do I do? Just chill? And she's like, yeah. And then she basically turns her back to him and starts talking to her friend. I was like, this poor guy.
But I mean, he signed up for it because he had to sign a release in order to have his face on that TV. So.
Right. But like.
Tell me he doesn't know who the fuck Ramona Singer is.
I mean, I'm sure he did, but like, he didn't think he was going to show up to her surprise party and that she was going to ignore him.
True. Whatever.
And I love how, like, Sonia pretended like she didn't drink at that party. And then they're out on that balcony. And she's like, Ramona, this is a momentous occasion. It's monumental. And she's like, I just drank some water to wet the whistle.
I'm like, yeah, is that how you wet your whistle?
You're slurring your words.
Well, you know, it's Sonia.
And Bethany is holding a grudge.
Yeah, Bethany should have gone to that party. But that's so typical Bethany to be, like, an asshole like that.
I know. I'm not going to be fake.
Well, like, and like everybody besides Bethany, though, would be like, I'm going to this because they need their camera time. And Bethany's like, I'm the star. I don't need to be there.
She's like, skinny girl sponsored all Carol's election party. I'm fine. That's one party this week.
I just hate, I hate Bethany.
Wait. And then what do you think Ramona wished for? She does a long wish like myself.
I think Ramona wished for a husband.
Me too.
I think she wished for Avery's new dad. You must call him daddy.
One of my friends who's like 30, like her mom dates, and she's like, yeah, I just want a new stepdaddy too.
Creepy. Oh, God. Do I know this friend?
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't you. Do they listen to this podcast? Oh, my God, we love you, we swear.
I think it's hilarious.
Stepdaddy. Daddy, daddy. Okay, on that note, we gotta go.
Thank you for judging with her.
To judge a girl.
To judge a girl. To judge a girl. Judging on the Thursday. Thursday, judge your girls. If you have nothing nice to say, come sit with us.
To judge your girls.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.